Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today I have Tim Brink with us. And Tim, I think everybody knows him, local artist, very successful, and I guess his contest for the Searchlight CBC, that is finished. Everybody enjoyed voting, and all the best on that. And today I think Tim wants to talk about his CD launch coming up on March 1st.
Yeah, hi folks. Hey everybody out there. Yeah, thank you so much for all the votes. I want to start out by saying now it's up to the judges and the panels, I guess, that are the inner workings of Searchlight. So we'll see on the 28th, I believe, who the top 10 are.
Okay.
And we're crossing our fingers because we just like to be in the top 10. We don't need to win. We just want to be in the top 10.
Well, we're all crossing our fingers with you.
Thanks. Yeah. So on Friday night, which probably when this airs will be tomorrow night, you'll say. Yeah. So on Friday, the 1st of March, at the Gate Pub at Bishop's University, we're having 8 p.m. We're having our launch. It's going to last 2 hours. For the first hour, we're going to be doing just all of the album songs.
Okay.
And then for the second hour, we're sort of just having fun and playing some songs that we love playing, sort of as a celebration to the CD launch. And we're also attaching to the launch benefit for the Sawyerville School.
Good. So tell us about the benefit.
Well, last fall, I went and played a little... I went and played a few songs to help out with a bit of a benefit that was going on, I guess, for the school play or something. They wanted me to come and do a couple of songs. And I kind of had to duct tape two microphone stands together. Oh, and I thought that these poor kids are playing with stuff that's, you know, a bit outdated. And I thought it would be really nice to have them have some new microphones and some new monitors, maybe, so they can hear themselves and the parents can hear them, because they don't have any like unidirectional mics. If you know what those are, I mean, I know you do probably, but maybe not everybody does, but they basically point right at like a choir or something, and you could hear all the kids instead of sort of only hearing one or two with a regular mic. So what I really want to do is try to, with the launch, we're going to raise money, which is, I've put up a GoFundMe project up, and you can find it on any of my Facebook pages, La Voix, Tim Brink Music, or just my personal page. And you can go and donate for the cause, or buy your ticket online for the show as well. Basically, it's $15.
Okay.
And the $10 goes towards paying the musicians and paying the room and, and the bartenders and all that stuff. And then $5 of it is going to go towards the school. So for every ticket sold, $5, a third of it basically goes towards Sawyerville Elementary, so we can get them some new mics and some monitors.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Okay, that's great. So people can go to the show, they enjoy the show for $15, and $5 goes to the Sawyerville Elementary, or they can go on GoFundMe.
They can go on the GoFundMe, and that's actually how I kind of wanted to sell tickets, was if somebody gives $15, their name's going to be at the door, so they don't have to deal with any you know, money the night of or whatever. It also helps us see how many people are going to be there, and it also just, it'll rack up. We were trying to get together $3,500 altogether. Now that doesn't all go to the school, but I mean, a third of it will for sure. We've also got an amazing thing happening is Musicole, which Matt McCulley is involved with.
Okay.
He just mentioned to me last week that they're going to be giving us $1,100 towards the cause as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's awesome. That's really great. We're really happy about that and want to say thank you to them.
So that is at the Bishop's Gate. That's the pub at Bishop's. Anybody can go, and starts at 8 o'clock March 1st.
Doors open at 7. March 1st,
yep. Doors open at 7, okay. And that is a Friday. And Tim Brink, and you and your band are going to be there?
Yeah, we'll be there playing the album, and then afterwards playing our favorite songs.
Good. And I guess if somebody wants to buy a copy of the album?
Yeah, actually, that's the other thing. Sorry, thank you for mentioning that, because I almost forgot. We're having, just to say thank you to everybody, we're selling the album for $5 at the launch. Okay. So it's really cheap. It's just a little over what it costs to duplicate, but we won't talk about the hours it took for studio. So that's going to kind of be a special thing, because we're giving $5 CDs to people that come to the launch.
Good. Well, everybody needs one of those CDs. I know I enjoy
playing. I think so.
Now, what else did you want to say, Tim?
I think that's pretty much it. I guess just, go on any of my Facebook pages, look for the GoFundMe or the event, both the link for GoFundMe, and get your tickets right there. And come on out and have a good time Friday night. I mean, we're going to be playing from basically 8 till 10. And then we talked about maybe going out to the Lion to do some karaoke to joke around. So it's going to be kind of a relaxed night for us, and something to enjoy and celebrate, because the band's been through quite a lot the last couple of years.
It has. So I think everybody should come out. It's going to be a great night there, and get out of the cold. cold and enjoy some fun.
Yeah, warm it up on the dance floor, baby.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Tim, and all the best.
Thank you.